Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Mark in Delaware. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good.
Man, I think somebody's going to give Fritz a standing O at the start of this thing. And that'll pump him up, probably.
It'd be a miracle if he gets to the starting gate.
I see what you did there, Mark. The standing O, the Trey Turner. That was good work.
I did not. That, well done. I missed that.
Either that, Joe, or you better hope that he doesn't have the sun behind him, you know, while he's pitching.
Well, yeah, I'm not worried about that. They have the ballpark, I don't think that's an issue. And the batter's eye will be there. I'm not going to hit the batter's eye, but I'll be locked in. I'll be like Chase, man. I'll be all intense.
Has the location of this been locked in?
Well, that's true. It could be. I had Citizens Bank Park in my mind. I probably shouldn't. That's just for...
I didn't know how far along this
really?
Had moved.
No, that's just... It's funny. Like, why did I just go to Citizens Bank Park? I don't know. I guess because baseball is baseball and that's what we think of. But yes, I would guess we'll be on some dirt field in a neighborhood near you. Yeah. All right, Mark. What do you got, bud?
So, I think the Eagles defense is definitely going to take a step down especially because of our depth, but I thought Jody brought up a good point. That could also depend on what kind of season Saquon has again, because if he rushes, you know, for 1,500, 1,600 yards,
yeah,
it can keep the defense off the field, and that's really going to help him, you know?
Yeah, well, statistically for sure. So, Mark, the way I always measure these things, and measure is probably not the right word, I'll say judge these things, there's the statistical reality, and then there's the reality. So the statistical reality is, yes, you are aided by what's around you, in this case on offense and ball control and stuff like that. And then there's the just how good are you, independent of how you get aided by others around you. I believe the Eagles last year were exceptional in both ways. It's going to be interesting this year. I mean, they probably won't have as good a defense. And let's be real, Saquon probably will get a little bit more banged up. Historically, he has. And last year, he moved right on through that season. It was incredible. All right, Mark, you can win the Phillies tickets. Give me a great scene that's got some kind of verbal jousting going on, an argument, or doesn't even have to be an argument.
How about between Denzel and Gene Hackman when Denzel relieves him of his...
Already said. Great answer, already said.
How about the scene from Reservoir Dogs when the nice guy, Mr. Pink and Mr. White, are arguing?
Yeah, wrong answer from a great movie. I'll write it down. Let me just say it. The answer I've been looking for all day is the final 2 minutes of Reservoir Dogs. Final 5 minutes.
So great. You mean when the guns
when
are all trained on each other? Yeah, phenomenal.
Because not only are they pointing guns at each other, they're all arguing.
100%. That could have won.
I mean, that's what I thought, right, Jody? Like, I thought that could be a winning answer. But, all right, well, I said it and it is what it is. All right. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
You win, Joe. Congrats.
Gilio. Actually, real quick, before we get to the Gilio audio on what's up ahead with the defense, let's listen to Javon Kearse. This was great. So it was really cool having a lot of the former players on earlier this week on WIP, part of Brian Dawkins' Gottfeld, and Javon Curse was one of them. He was obviously a great player.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game. It's right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You know, the Titans got the best of Javon Curse, but he was still pretty darn good here. And he was still very good here. And he was glowing the other day about what the Eagles defense looked like last year. Listen to Javon. Then we'll get to this year. But here's Javon the other day on last year's defense.
What do you think of that? I mean, we had the number one defense in the NFL watching the Eagles defense last year. What do you think of that?
By far, I would love to play on that damn defense.
Oh, really?
Man. Heck yeah.
And what was it about their defense that you loved watching?
Man, that damn middle, the middle of the defensive line, man.
Yeah.
Jalen Carter and the boys go to work, man. I like Coop DeJean in the back, the back end. Everything is like, that's the way the defense ties together. Like, everything starts up front. You got some big dogs up front. Them boys are eating. They making some noise.
Yep.
Then your next level, your linebackers, they're right there as well, man. Oh, man. Come on. I mean, just in the stuff he did. And then I was told, like, last year was his first year, like, being a full-time starter.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy,
He had never even played that position, really. Right? I mean, they thought when they signed him,
yeah,
Howie Roseman said that they thought he was basically going to be like a situational linebacker and a special teams player.
Team guy.
And he ended up being all pro.
It's an unbelievable signing on a 1-year deal.
Yeah.
Listen, all I got to say is two names. Howie Roseman.
That's big respect for Howie, man, right there.
Big.
Right? That's real. I mean, you got a tremendous defensive player that recognizes that Howie's been really the engine that's been driving this thing. So you hope he can, you know, rejuggle the defense. I mean, certainly he's made the rejuggle. Whether it works or not, we'll see. So Joe Giglio thinks they're going to take a big step backwards. Listen to something Joe said yesterday, and judge whether you think Joe is on point or going a little too far with how he thinks the Eagles defense will take a big step backwards. Here's what he said.
And look, I'm not doubting Vic Fangio. I'm just telling you my takeaway after listening to him yesterday. And my takeaway is that we're going to take a big step back on defense this year. And that could have been obvious before he stepped to the podium yesterday. I could have just looked at the depth chart, who they lost, Milton Williams and Josh Sweat and Chauncey Gardner-Johnson and Darius Slay. They lost a ton off of the best defense in Eagles history. But after listening to him yesterday and listening to the way he's talking about some uncertainty they have in a lot of different positions and what he doesn't know yet until they get on the field this summer, I feel like, you know, we're not just going to go from being the number one defense and take a slight step back. I'm expecting a significant step back.
A major step?
Major step back. Now, look, I think there's enough here. Let me say this. With Carter and with Bond and with DeJean and with Quinyon, that it will be good, right? They're going to have, or it will be solid at least. They're going to have a solid defense, and Fangio's smart enough, and they'll figure things out over the course of the season, and it'll put people in the right position. But we had the number one defense of pro football. It was a dominant unit. Defense, of course, is a necessity, as we learned last year on this show. And I think we're taking a big step back. In fact, I wouldn't even be comfortable right now saying this is a top 10 or 12 defense.
Look, it's an interesting perspective. You may or may not agree. I tend to agree. So I do think they'll take a pretty big step back. I'll say this, pretty big step back, meaning I don't think they're going to be one or two or three. I mean, they lost five starters. With that said, the question is, do they tumble all the way out of the top 10? If I had to guess, I would say likely yes. But we'll see.
And I say likely no, because more on the offensive side than the defensive side. The offense will carry. Last year, sorry for anyone who thinks this is a knock on Jalen Hurts, it's not. The defense carried this team to a championship. Saquon and the defense. One individual on offense, the entire group on the defense. Why can't that happen again?
And the O-line. We got to give them big credit. I mean,
they make Saquon. Saquon, except we played that clip from Saquon earlier, and he talked about Goddard and the wide receivers. He never got around to mentioning any of his offensive line.
He mentioned them as a group.
Right. Yeah, mentioned them as a group.
But he specifically named by name Goddard and Smitty. And
well, it's easier to just AJ. Throw them in. All right, Jody, so we're doing five questions with Jody. So you can weigh in on the Gilio thing and the Eagles defense thing. Do you think they tumble all the way down? Rhea, gut feeling, out of the top 10 or in top 10 defense?
I think they tumble. I don't know about out of the top 10, but I mean, I'm concerned, you know, the thinness at certain levels.
I agree.
I mean, they suffer one injury.
Yeah.
Nolan Smith doesn't come back fully from...
Well, Jalen Carter, he's really critical to stay healthy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't worry about it because he hasn't never really had injury concerns. I'm talking about, you know, Nolan Smith is coming off surgery for his tricep.
Yeah.
Now he's
Jahad Campbell, look, N'Kobe Dean's not going to be ready for the start of the year, and then Jahad Campbell may or may not be. Probably won't be if I had to guess.
But the tricep thing, they all come back from that.
That's not
something that lingers. Right. Once you get out, and greatest example is your boy, BG.
Yeah.
He did it a couple times. Once they get healthy, and they're back at the same level they left at.
And
that's not debilitating.
Yeah, but
injury.
He came back quick.
I know.
Well, the irony, once they get healthy, they stay healthy. And Brandon literally tore it again. But he tore it again in part because he came back so fast.
Yeah.
All right, so five questions with Jody. Here's question three. So I'm going to the other side of the ball, Jody. You've seen all three of these guys in their prime. I'm not going to go back to Tommy McDonald, okay? I'm not going to go back to Harold. I didn't see Harold. The three Eagles wide receivers I've seen that are the top of the top, I'm curious how you rank them. I'll go in sequential order. Mike Quick, prime. Terrell Owens, prime. A.J. Brown, prime. 1, 2, 3. How do you rank them, Mac-Man?
Got to ask a question first. Purely for what they did as an Eagle or their entire career?
Let's take them as an Eagle.
Here's where I'm at.
04 T.O. versus 86 Mike Quick. Might be 85, but like 85, 86 Mike Quick versus...
2022 AJ?
Like right now AJ. I mean, AJ has been the same the whole time. His numbers haven't always been the same because they ran it more last year. But like AJ Brown, what we've seen, Terrell Owens 04, Mike Quick mid-80s, who you taking?
If you're just...
Oh, we got another
pointing
qualifier.
To their specific year. Well, you said that you set it up. You said 04.
I'm just saying rank them.
If you want me to rank them in their entire Eagles career.
No, well.
It's T.O. 1, Quick 2, A.J. 3.
See, I honestly think you can just about put this in a boggle thing, shake it up. And
it's close.
It is so close.
I think 04 T.O. is number one. I think he is.
He was ridiculous.
And I remember a little bit of how great Quick was.
But I know. That's why I continue
to ask my damn question. Why I asked it. If you're looking at their entire Eagle career, day one as an Eagle, last day as an Eagle, Quick is number one. Because he did it longer.
Well,
AJ, though, with the success he's had with winning a Super Bowl and stuff, is in the discussion.
And to be clear, that's why I was trying to say it's not about... That's what I was trying to say, prime.
You're talking about peak.
I'm not talking about, you know, Mike for 8 years versus T.O. for, or, you know, two and A.J. for two. I mean, just who's the best? So that's what I was trying to get at. Mike had no offensive line. Jaws was getting older. Randall was too young. You know, there was a season. Randall wasn't even, and I love Randall, my second favorite Eagle ever. Randall wasn't even a full-time starter. Do you know how many times he was sacked 1 year, Jody? Take a guess. Oh. He wasn't even a full-time starter. How much do you think he was sacked 1 year?
There was that one game against the Giants.
Don't say 185, okay?
184? 60?
71.
Wow.
I was going
to
say 51.
A little hard to get the ball to the wide receiver.
And how many? I'm pretty sure the biggest one was the game against the Giants.
No, you're getting confused. That's Donovan.
That was Donovan. Justice.
That's Donovan
in
07.
That was Donovan?
It's Donovan in 07.
Okay.
Yeah, it was OC, you and your six times against Winston Justice.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.